about safety? And we saw Nat in there before. Is he going to step in for Darian?
Yeah, Nat will step in.
Any reservations there for you? I mean,
no, no. Fun. Nat has played a bunch. He's done a tremendous job for us. Have a lot of confidence in that.
Then I happened to just read back through all the transcripts from this week and realized I don't think you were asked at all about Eli Manning. That is, like, what does it say week to week when you know, he plays well but doesn't really come up in conversation. I mean, does that ever seem odd to you?
Well, I mean, every week's a challenge for a quarterback in this league, and you always have to be at the top of your game. You can never, have a down moment, let alone a down week. And Eli consistently steps up to the challenge in the week of preparation, and that's key for us as an organization.
I was curious, just, we asked Odell about dropping that one ball, and I just thought your impression of that throw, the one, even though Odell didn't catch it, but late.
You know what? The next play was a great play for us because it showed that Eli is willing to be aggressive. We talked to him during the week about always being aggressive, and he went right back to the other side on the next play, and he and Victor cashed in. So I like the aggressiveness. I love that mentality.
And overall, just how would you characterize the way Eli's played through two games?
He's been steady.
Ben, how does a team learn to be clutch? You could argue last year's failures late were a lack of that, but in these two games, you had it.
Yeah, I'm not worried much about the past. We've learned from the past. We've moved on from the past. Discipline and poise is important to us as a team. We'll be tested again this weekend, and we need to cash in on it. We talk about it each and every day, and it'll be a great test for us on Sunday.
So, Rashad's been listening on the injury report, but just watching him carry the ball, is there any limitation or anything that looks like it's an adjustment for him carrying?
Yeah, Rashad, he's got a banged up wrist, and when you're running back, that's a banged up wrist is a banged up wrist.
Where do you stand on a running back who, if they have to, can only carry the ball in one hand? Are you all right with that?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a veteran back. He's played a lot of football in this league. He's earned his spot. And, I'm comfortable with it.
How do you think Vernon has played over these first two games, and has the wrist inhibited or rapid inhibited him in any way?
I think he's a very disruptive player. He's a smart player. He gets football. He works at it. And glad he's in the red, white, and blue.
How do you think Hart has – what have you seen from his progression from last year's rookie?
Yeah, since he got here last year, it's been night and day. He's worked hard at his development. His body's changed completely. And, it's encouraging.
Ryan Kerrigan is a tough guy. What are the challenges facing a guy like that?
Ryan is one of the finest in the business of getting after the quarterback. And he's really a complete player. He can play in the run game, too. And he's got a high motor, an intense player. And, it's a challenge for any tackle in this league. So regardless of who plays over there on the right side, we got our hands full.
Is he the guy you have to sort of locate on every play on that defense?
They have four pass rushers, four guys who do a nice job getting after the quarterback. So passing situations, we have to know where they're all located. Matchups are important.